The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, some people, it seems, feel our Midlands are something of a cultural wasteland, a forgettable and flattish region lacking in musical, poetic and dramatic enterprise. While others argue the middle of the country is artistically awake and at the forefront of the nation's creative endeavours. As I said, we'd love to hear from you whether you're a Midlander or not. 51551, because I'm joined now by writer and board member of fabulous Beast Dance Theatre, Moncon McGann. Good to see you, sir.
Hello to you. Good morning.
And by actor and managing director of the Galway Arts Centre, Pádraig Branach, who joins us in our Galway studios. Pádraig, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, starting with you, Moncon, you are a Midlander. Mm-hmm. Is it fair to say that the Midlands is often seen as a bit of a cultural wasteland? And it's been pretty run down by critics over the years.
Exactly. So I've been living there for 18 years. I'm not a born and bred Midlander.
But have they accepted you?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. From the moment I came, I came there to build a straw bale house, to do something stupid and ridiculous, and they totally brought me in. But in those 18 years, all I get is abuse. And not only from Dubliners, you know, laughing at Biffo Cultures, but from when I go to Kerry or when I go to Galway and say I'm going back to the Midlands, I get this look of pity, you know? And I mean, only can the Midlands be disparaged like nothing else in national newspapers. That if something was said about women or about a minority race. So in the Sunday Times, Liam Fay recently wrote, one of the country's most disparaged regions, its reputation as a dreary and boorish outback, a bog where Biffo roam and seldom is heard an encouraging word, has proven remarkably durable.
Cutting.
It's hard. Even Michael Viney, you know, that kind-hearted, beautiful botanist and sort of nature lover in the Irish Times, wrote, it's a wearily protracted obstacle between Dublin and the West, a slow ticking off of a dull little towns on a lot of flattish land drained by sluggish rivers. And that's a man who loves every slimy newt, you know, every dirty snail in the bog. And yet, for some reason, he thinks he can disparage us.
So why the abuse?
There's always one plate. There's always a runt in every region, and you know, in every primitive community, you pick on someone, and you just you sort of direct all your ire at them. And for some reason, the government, everyone else, has thought, okay, we will give them less opportunities, we will give them less money. We have, in terms of statistics, we have the highest like suicide rates, we have the lowest income, we have the least opportunities. Until now, the last 15 years, everything has changed in the Midlands. We were this forgotten. Ireland was this wonderful donut and with this sinkhole in the bottom that everyone just escaped from or ignored. And what they haven't realised is that actually the Midlands are the new cultural centre, the new cultural crucible of Ireland.
All right, Pádraig, you're in our Galway studio. Galway, as we know, is the unofficial arts capital of Ireland. Do you believe you're about to be overtaken by the Midlands?
Well, it's hard to know. The Midlands comes quite close to us. When you leave my house in Connemara and you drive to Dublin, you're halfway there in Ballinasloe. So the Midlands is not quite a geographical reason. It's more a state of mind that stretches from Ballinasloe in the west to Kinnegad in the east, to Nene in the south, and Longford in the north. It's, as Moncon described it there, it's been bad-mouthed for centuries, but with very good reasons too. I believe it all goes back to Cromwell, when Cromwell decided to clear out the Midland and drive everybody to Connacht. Anybody with a bit of spark and a bit of fight in them and a bit of antinism in them went off to Connacht, but they had no option. But those who want to kowtow and tip their caps to the gentry stayed in the Midlands, and they're still there. I think the Midlands suffers a lot from sort of flat country thinking. No horizon, just keep your mouth shut, get on with it, drive the tractor and do the job. I think that could describe the Midlands.
Now, are you au fait to have that opinion? Have you spent time in the Midlands? Have you met the artists that Moncon is talking about? That this new revival that's happening.
What Moncon is talking about is a new development, and it's a welcome development. And it's the idea that artists will colonise empty spaces, the same way that Berlin came on the unofficial capital of the world in the last 20 years, because there was a load of empty space there when the wall came down and all the world's artists went to live there. And the Midlands has had the same sort of potentiality in that there's a lot of empty warehouses, ascendancies, houses and stables, former rail works and industrial works that could be colonised by artists. And indeed, Moncon is right. Some very interesting companies have moved into the Midlands. But you'd have to say like that when you tour the Midlands with drama, whereas you might get a good crowd in the backstage in Longford, you would tend to be talking about numbers and in single digits in the rest of the place. So there's no audience there for art. There may be a space there for artists, but there's no vision there. There's nobody stating a vision in the local authorities or in any county in the Midland. We want to become an artistic and vibrant place. Like, the Midland is more noted for the sort of the ballroom boy Albert and his one-page vision of the world, you know. So it's a vision thing. It's flatland thinking that's holding back the Midland.
Shame
and of
course on you, Patrick. Shame on
a
you.
A one-page vision of the world.
I mean, and this whole
The most famous Midlander, Albert, wasn't that his big statement? Put it on one page for me. Put it on one page for me.
And this whole idea, Patrick, that you're saying that it's the great dynamic people of the Midlands moved to the West Coast. It's totally opposite. It's totally wrong. What you're saying is the fickle.
Well,
moved.
These are the facts, man.
No.
You're a travel writer and you're used to sort of writing about Mauritius in great and beautiful
language.
Look at this
close-minded.
You're using the same skills to trying to sell us the Midlands.
That's
but,
right,
you know,
Patrick.
In fairness, Ronachan, you know, tourism writing won't solve the problem of the Midlands.
That's right, Patrick. Don't even listen to my other opportunity. Just fight back like a good Connemara. What I'm trying to.
Yes, we're not talking Mauritius. Let's go back to Mullingar, Mungan.
What I'm trying to say to you, Patrick, is. As you know, what happened is the preservers of our own culture stayed in the Midlands. And, you know, what is a bog? But it's a preserver. You go there, you find the bog bodies of our past. You find the cheese. You find the torques and the old ancient books. So what the Midlands in every country does, in America, in Britain, in Russia, is preserves the integrity, the old core of a land, the old energy, the timelessness. And what coasts are about is fickleness. It's moving with every sway. So we know the West Coast, particularly in Galway, in the last 100 years, it's been the new trendy place, this romanticised ideal. But it's a false image, where if you want the truth of who Ireland has been from when the first settlers came to the like Lochbuara area, you know, 10,000 years ago, this is where you find that core. The Galway is all about people who are reinventing themselves with every ship that arrives on the coast and trying to hop on to the latest fad. And now your fad is that the Galway is the real Ireland. Whereas there's no connection at all with the land. I mean, fishing has been stolen from you in Wright, but you've abandoned farming to go instead into tourism, into eking your money from tourism. The Midlands is a place which is still nurturing farming, nurturing connecting to the land. And that's why artists are coming to us and why they are moving away. Like clearly in the 70s and 80s, all those artists came to the West Coast, came to West Cork and Galway. They're now realising if you want to get the integrity, the core, you come to the Midlands. And we're at a time where, as you say, we are going to blossom. So, yes, we didn't have time for fickleness and flipper and sort of fopperies like going to theatre at night because we were growing the nation's food. All that has changed now.
So, Pádraig, that's it. Galway has had its day, it seems.
Well, I suppose Monaghan would have a point in that the Midlands has always been the breadbasket of Dublin, and as a result of that had to sort of kowtow to the Dublin people and the merchants and the ascendancy that ran their land, and that we indeed didn't have great farming in our part of the world because the land didn't exist, in fairness. But was that the reason why the Aran Islands and Connemara produced so many great writers? You have Máirtín Ó Flaherty, Máirtín Ó Cadhain, Pádraig Ó Cunada. You have a sort of an A-list of writers that came out of the Galway area alone, not to mention North Kerry or Donegal for that matter.
And speaking,
so there is
speaking of
there
writers...
There is something about what defines how people define themselves. The Midlands certainly has defined itself, as Monaghan says, as a bog hole, where people stand, which is an extraordinary thing. You stand on a bit of land and you figure out the best thing you can do with it is dig it up and burn it. That's not extremely sensible, you know what I mean? But you may find artifacts of previous Amadons like yourself underneath it. But that's hardly a life plan, you know what I mean?
I think
what is the vision? What is the role? What is the life plan? Like when you grow up with someone like Connemara, you say, well, you've got several life plans. You could Brendan O'Hare and live in Paris and become a well-known writer. You know, you become Brian Burke and become a painter. And you have a vision and you have role models or like Cyril Ó Flaherty and Arn or different people like that, or Sean Ó Flaherty indeed. You have a life plan, a role model to follow, a milieu in which you live within. And artists need that.
And
you can't just plan an artist in the middle of a bog and in the bog of Valen and expect him to flourish.
You're so right.
He has to be able to work with other artists. It has to be in a cultural milieu, you know what I mean?
You're absolutely right. And that is why this new sort of innovation that's happening in the Midlands. So what we do have, we have plenty of space and plenty of time. A cheap space and cheap time.
Absolutely. And these are the qualities I said that made Berlin great.
Exactly.
But what also you need, as well as cheap space and cheap time and cheap building and cheap accommodation, you need some vision. You need somebody to state that you're welcome. That if you bring your show to an unnamed town in the middle of Ireland, you will have more than five people. That if you put on your exhibition in a gallery in the Midlands of Ireland, you won't have a local politician complaining about the content of the gallery and curtailing the vision of the gallery for political reasons. You won't have that happening in a place where there is a cultural vision. So we're still stuck without vision in the Midlands. You know, as I said, perhaps the cultural capital of the Midlands is the ability to mind horses, cows and get a tractor and a muck spreader out of a mucky ditch. Maybe that's the cultural capital of the Midlands, but it's not the same down here.
I noticed last year in the Galway Arts Festival, who did you have to bring in for your Black Box Theatre for the 2 weeks? Was Fabulous Beast Dance Theatre, which I admit I'm involved with to
absolutely
some extent.
Absolutely, Malcolm.
But
why bring them in?
Indeed, Michael Keegan Dolan served his time in London and Paris and Toronto and New York and different parts of the world before he decided that it was possible to share something what he had learnt abroad with the where he comes from. And that's his vision. It wasn't that one day he woke up and said Longford's the only place in the world that can make dance.
No, you're so wrong, Patrick. So what he does, so basically Fabulous Beast Dance Theatre Company is an internationally renowned dance theatre company.
But the director learnt his skills and did his service time abroad for the best part of 20 years.
Patrick, you're
back
blind
to
the opportunity. So yes, as you said, he built up an international class dance theatre company in London and realised...
Which wouldn't have possibly happened if he stayed in Longford.
No, exactly.
Because indeed his first show, Giselle, which was based on his own experience and experience of working with his father in Longford, gave a very damning picture of the Midlands entirely and indeed was maybe somewhere inspired by the torpor of the Midlands.
OK, well, I'm going to referee here a little bit because we've got so many texts coming in, as I imagined we would, which we're going to get to in a couple of minutes. But I want to, first of all, I want to nail my colours to the mast. My partner is from Offaly. He's a proud Tullamore man.
Yeah,
and delighted. I made sure I meant to say that in the intro and I can see them all texting away going, she's giving out yards. Anyway, Pádraig has mentioned writers from the Aran Islands, but I want to get you, Malcolm, to talk. There's so many wonderful writers in the Midlands.
Mm-hmm.
So many of them.
Ireland has always been known about writers, and I mean, but you're not going to beat the Aran Islands. We had Mariah Edgeworth, we had Marina Carr, we now have sort of Eugene O'Brien doing Eden and doing Pure Mule. But what's interesting is that, you know, before this, writers would have had to escape, because all you need for a writer to develop is to have the time to think and to explore.
Mm.
Now, mainly because of the last, you know, the 10 years of the infrastructure, during the boom years, we were able to put in resources. And so there are now sort of writers' workshops, there are now writers' groups, there are sort of special studios. The Hilltown Farm Studio in County Westmeath is basically an old network of medieval medieval keeps, stable rooms and a 12th century castle, which has been converted into an art centre for people to stay in. So Paul Mead of Goona Nua will go down and do work in it. But all of these spaces are open to everyone. So a great example is the Good Hatchery, which is just an old hayloft in Offaly. It would have been of no use to anyone whatsoever until a few years ago some NCAD graduates realised they were leaving, and they realised that only 2% of the graduates of NCAD actually made it as artists, made it in artistic careers. And they thought, what do we need? We need space to nurture our talent, to explore. And they thought, okay, are we going to be distant from the main hubs if we're in the middle of Offaly, in the middle of this black bog, as they say, surrounded by lakes and rivers? But broadband has nullified that. They are now absolutely linked into the world. And in every county...
And when you take in that and cheap rents and all of that, I mean, that's what you need.
It's exactly as Pádraig said. That's why Berlin was so good. That's why Detroit is booming now. And that's why in every single county, I can show you like world-class arts that are only beginning to blossom and flourish in the Midlands. But what we're going to see is those tours at the moment that are going to justifiably pay reverence at Sings Aran Islands or at Joyce's Dublin are going to be coming to the Midlands and looking at these new innovative companies who are going to create excellence from here on in.
Okay, let's get to a couple of texts. Catherine, I'm from Offaly and I've been pushing Offaly Good Vibrations since 2008. That comes in from Johnny. Catherine, I describe County Leash as one of the most cultural counties in Ireland. That comes in from John. Pádraig, it looks like you've riled a lot of people up here. That Galway man doesn't make a very good argument if he has to go back 400 years and bring Cromwell into it, says Bert. Bernadette in Cork. What do you have to say to that?
Because you'll see the Porrick, you know, you go back to the movies. Yeah, John Wayne made his movie back then. You know, Jeremy Irons moved to West Cork. But who's coming now? Now they're going to the Midlands. Michael Jackson chooses the Midlands to settle 6 months to do his final album.
Let's not reduce culture to real estate issues, you know, where do people live or where there's space. Let's reduce culture to what it is, which is an active society engaging with creativity. And you may import all the artists in the world you want in the Midlands, but have you got a receptive audience? Have you got people that come and see shows? Have you galleries to show work in? Have you workshops for young people to get involved with the arts? That's the question, really. You know, like, let's not reduce art just to real estate.
But Porrick's right, yeah. So the audience is our problem. Art needs to be nurtured. But what's happened was we were laughed at from beyond, and we were sort of ignored by the state and by everyone else.
Well, shows everybody outside Dublin, Monaghan, you know, get used to it. You know, we were further west to be made our name, you know what I mean? Like, everybody outside Dublin's ignored by the media, because the media is based in Dublin. We're a Dublin-centric country. All the roads could go to Dublin, and that goes back to Cromwell's time for military reasons.
But would you say the artistic community in Galway is Galway-centric?
Well, I'd say the artistic community in Galway is under threat, I would say, because of the way the success of Galway and the high rents and the lack of space to work here. I'd say the Galway arts community are in Berlin.
That's what I was about to say. Where are they going?
Berlin seems to be the place of choice at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's an issue of leadership. And it's the same with the opportunities that the vibrant culture that of art in the whole country, that the opportunities that the Midlands can avail of, do need vision. They need more than the one-page man. That's what I was saying.
And it required this extra element of desperation to put those steps into place. And so that was what was brilliant about 6 years ago, when Offaly decided they were going to become the film capital of Ireland, which was a ridiculous concept, because every director is thinking, am I just going to be looking out at a lunar black landscape? But they looked at themselves and they thought, we have nothing to lose. We have nothing else. West Cork is flourishing. Galway is flourishing. Dublin is doing its thing. Even Carlow is being pretty dynamic at the moment. And so 6 years ago, they looked around and they thought, actually, this is the perfect film location. It's empty, we can control it. All the local businesses came on board and said, if you bring film crews to us, we will offer them up to a 25% reduction. So any film crew that comes there is given a card.
Yeah, but I would suggest that film, in terms of a dynamic for developing art and culture, is the wrong model, because all you're doing is bringing in a whack of money in for a 12-week period. So everything goes mad for 12 weeks and they're gone. You need art and culture need to be rooted in the community and rooted amongst young people and in the education system.
And
but if you're
creating
and developed over a number of years. The film, one of the fairly obvious ones, let's look at the richest making art process in the world and see if we get a bit of the action. That's real Midland shopkeeper thinking.
Look at the Connemara man boxing away, boxing every step. You're trying to pick at every little thing. I've already given you 8 different examples of artistic excellence that are beginning to thrive.
I agree
in
with
the
you.
Midlands.
Like it's like bacteria in a petri dish. Like, there has been some bacteria thrown into the petri dish of the boglands of the Midlands, but has it grown? Has it developed an audience? Has it developed a vibrant community? No signs of that yet.
No.
Could I say, the last 3 times that I've been in the Midlands, right, was last week to have a cup of tea and a bit of cake with my partner's mother, to go to Castlepalooza Music Festival, which was whatever it was this summer, and Electra Picnic last year.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know they're your big festivals, but huge, big, successful music festivals that have brought so many people and brought so much attention to the Midlands.
Exactly, and Body and Soul in Ballinlough.
You could also argue that those festivals are just maintaining a decaying ascendancy in their properties, you know.
Yeah, but that's it. No, so what is happening is the progenitors of artistic excellence and new cultural thinking
are coming for rejuvenation.
Bringing
all over the world to the field in the County Offaly or County Laois and sending all the money out of the country is hardly generating an arts and vibrant community.
Now, to be fair, Body and Soul is a pretty...
In fairness, you know, like, all you're doing is bringing in entertainment acts from all over the world, giving them a load of cash, they take out of the country, and then helping, as I said, decaying ascendancy hold on to their properties.
Oh, the closed-mindedness of this rocky coastal Atlantic mind is a tragedy.
Okay, Porrick, this is a text for you. I'm not from the Midlands, but as Leinster Secretary of Cultus Ciolthóirí Éireann, I'd like to point out that Cultus was founded in Mullingar. The first fla was held there, and one of our best Leinster fla was held in Moat this year, not to mention the wonderful fla last year in Eden Derry. They have the best trad musicians there.
You see, because we're against the ropes, so we are coming up with new innovative ideas, which any culture, when it is being ignored, is doing. So one of the great examples in Athlone recently was this Poetry in the Park, which just tried to get, as you say, we want to foster audiences which have been ignored. So how are we going to do it in an innovative way for poetry and interesting writing? They took them out of the libraries and the community centres and brought them out into those bogs. But not only in the middle of the day, they bring them out at dawn and at dusk for poetry readings. And crowds come from like age 8 to 86. Last year, they had this celebration of Seamus Heaney's bog poetry in the bog and wrote out some poems with turf sods in bog. Now, this won this epic award from Britain because they're seeing, because we're in a position of the downtrodden, we are being absolutely innovative and coming up with new ideas to dynamise our people.
Bog writing, I love it. I will have to leave there. Monica McGann and Padraig Branach in our Galway studio. Thank you so much for joining us. And I would just like to go out on that by saying, up awfully, back after the break.
Text 51551. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.